The team this year, the Toronto Blue Jays.
Oh, you don't like them.
I am going out on a limb right now. Now, I'm going to say, and I'm going to say this. I mark this down. Record this, Lee. Oh, you are anyway. Good. I'm going to say this right now. I'm going to share it with everyone. Rick Sassone, Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network. Going to share this loud and clear. Screaming at the hilltops. If the Toronto Blue Jays finish lower than second place in the American League East, toughest division in baseball, if they finish third, fourth, or fifth, I think the Jays, Rogers Communication, they have no other alternative than clean the front office out. Clean the front office. I'm talking top to bottom. I want the whole front office because Jays fans deserve better. You're looking at a team that hasn't done anything since, you know when, Wendy?
When?
1993.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, they've had two winning seasons, I believe, since 1993. Other than that, they've all been, wah, 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 losers. They go out, they make a trade with one of the most god-awful teams in baseball, the Miami Marlins. Jose Reyes, I've been hearing about Jose Reyes for like 6-7 years with the Mets. Couldn't take it. He goes to Miami. Maybe he's closer to the Latin community. Send him to Miami. Bats 280, whatever. Marginal. I think Mark Burley's at the end of his career. I just don't see it. Joey Bats, love you. Great guy. Don't get mad at me, Joey. It's not your fault. Love Colby Rasmus. He's going to be a superstar. He's going to be another one of those superstars. Give me a Colby Rasmus jersey while you're at it, too. Now,
I'm not getting you two jerseys.
Yeah, I want Colin Kaepernick and Colby Rasmus. All right, so now here's what I'm saying. This team, you know, they go out. Oh, they R.A. Dickey. They get R.A. Dickey. You know what, R.A., love you. Had a great year. Enjoy it. You win the Cy Young Award. You're a 38-year-old knuckleball pitcher. Regression to the mean. He had his good year, Toronto. He had it, eh? So anyway, there you go. So that's going to be the bus. Everybody's talking, oh, the Blue Jays are going to be good. Don't think so. Don't think so. I think they might even finish last. You know who's in that division?
Who?
The Yankees. We all know what they do. One of my favorite managers in the history of Major League Baseball. Not just saying this to be a homer. Not just saying this. Joe Maddon. I like Joe. Good guy. First class. Joe Maddon. You'll mess with him. Great man, Buck Showalter, Baltimore Orioles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Boston Red Sox, who had the manager from the Blue Jays last year, John Farrell. See what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
So they're going to be in a lot of trouble. So there you go. There's my bust out loser team of the year, the Toronto Blue Jays. I'm saying it. And I say this affectionately for Blue Jay fans, you know, because I think you guys deserve a winner, you know?